Welcome back, guys. I am to hear more. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I'm not doing it over. Y'all just gonna take
what
it.
What not? Welcome back.
Nah. Take it, man.
All right, I'm Pots with Cloud.
This is another episode of Damn Internet. Do Starry.
We got a very, very, very special guest in the house. Mm-hmm. She is a content creator, a radical, mm-hmm. a psychic.
A medium
and psychic.
Oh, right. Okay.
But more than ever, she is a real estate agent mm-hmm. that's out here building cribs in Bali. Mm. Is there any other spots that you're... Bali mostly.
Right now, just Bali.
Okay. Are you building cribs or are you finding locations?
No, I'm building this.
Oh, snap.
From the ground up.
This is real Narcos level shit. ladies and gentlemen, we have Miss Nina Galli. What'd it do?
Well, my voice has suddenly returned. I feel like Ariel the mermaid.
Oh, it was gone?
Wow, it was. Over the weekend.
Was that from like inhaling a lot of drug fumes out there in Bali?
You know, I have a weird life, but this is all from LA.
Oh. Just walking around our city.
Yes. Living my crazy life. Partying, working, creating radical medium psychic
doing psychic
content.
Stuff. When I met you, I think you were only doing content creation, but so I started seeing that you were like literally like building a house over there. And like I didn't know about any of this. So how did this even happen? You're doing real estate and building houses in Bali. Why?
Okay, so boom. Let me kind of
rewind.
Bring it back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I originally went to Bali for my 30th birthday. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with it. I went back.
Was that from the intro? You were just a little late.
I kept hitting it. I was like, why isn't it going? But the phone has to be off silent. I had it on silent, so my bad. Nina Galli!
Yay! All
right, now we're good.
That was funny. So I went for my 30th birthday. I loved it. 3 weeks later, I went back. And then I just kept going back till I basically spent 8 months out of the year, last year, in Bali. And I noticed a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, after you are somewhere for a long time, the vacation wears off.
I don't have it.
What was that even a cue
that
for?
That was a text message alert. That's why I don't ever have my phone.
It's like, what situation would trigger that?
And it's the whole thing, too. It goes
somebody
in a bump,
fuck
bump,
up.
Bump, 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 bump. It was the whole thing.
That was Mario dying, by the way.
Yeah. That is.
Okay. Sorry, what were you saying?
Too much.
I promise we're more professional than that.
The thoughts in my head. So I noticed a lot after you're somewhere for a long time, the vacation part like wears off
the
and you start
phase.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then you notice things. I noticed a lot about their infrastructure and like the ecology and lack thereof of education, like how the locals they do throw a lot of their trash in the river, and if they're not throwing it in the rivers, they're burning it. Mm-hmm. So there's a lack of education there on waste management and sanitation. And not only that, but there's a lot of development. Like Bali is on the map. Bali is coming up hard right now. So many people are building villas because it's an international like look. It's not just like Cancun where the people in America go to Cancun mm-hmm. and you know just close. No, people from around the world go to Bali. Mm. You know, so it's really coming up, but the development is only happening from like the Russians and the Dutch. Mm. And like when I was a dancer, mm-hmm. it's so funny. I had a girl who used to pump me up every night and she would be like, I would be like, I think I'm gonna go home. I'm really just not feeling this. And she would be like, girl, don't let these white girls get your money. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, it's mine. Okay.
So. That, like, rings in my head. That's my Roman Empire. Every day I'm like,
don't let these white girls get your money.
Put it on a
shirt. Build these houses. Build that infrastructure.
Put it on a shirt.
You know, I got to get in there. So I seen the Russians and the Dutch, and I'm like, oh, so, okay. Oh, let me get in there. Don't let these white girls take your money.
Yeah. I've been to a country that is influenced by the Dutch or has Dutch prominence. Aruba was established by the Dutch. Yeah. Hmm. They actually have a lot of Dutch restaurants over there, like breakfast spots and shit like that.
Colonized.
Colonized.
There you go.
By the Dutch.
Better word.
Absolutely colonized, definitely not established. But it's crazy. So it would be dope to have somebody from the U.S. over there fighting and getting some, you know, some of the
stuff.
Some of the influences from the U.S. when it comes to like infrastructure, when it comes to knowledge on waste management, things like that. But I'm not opposed to like, I forgot who it was. I think it was China. There is a mold that infests everything, right? Like it, but it takes like the, it finds a way to encompass anything that's in its way, and it takes the best route to continue to build it out. So they had put this mold in this, I don't know, some aquarium, and they made the object that it was covering the exact layout of China. And the mold took the best ways to each, like, cover each spot. Hmm. And that's how they built their infrastructure. They built their train system and railroad system highway system based off of what the mold did. And that's why they have one of the best infrastructures in the world right now.
The what?
Mold.
Yeah. I still don't know. What is that? What does
like
that mean?
Mold.
Mapped out something like a maze. M-O-L-D.
Like when something gets molded.
Yeah.
And that followed a trail?
It encompasses it. They just the way it would spread out, like obviously like when you spread something out, there are thicker parts of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it blew my fucking mind. But these scientists knew, it was like, yo, I think this will be great for us to build the infrastructure off of. So they made this basically a model of how China looked and where the major parts was, and it was like identical to the actual layout of China, but on a smaller scale, and they let the mold do what it do, and it brought up like, yeah, there it is. Use a virtual slime mold to build the infrastructure of China.
It looks like the mold is doing a whole bunch of other stuff.
Was it Japan?
It was designed a subway network in University of Toronto. Did it?
That's crazy.
This is like industrial permaculture.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually great. Yeah. Absolutely.
I've heard that word before.
Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah, that was so crazy.
It imitated the Tokyo subway system. This was in 2010. So Japan and UK.
Okay, so Japan, not China. I apologize, guys. Thank you. That's why we have Cam and Hippie here. Pat just says like he'll just be saying anything. I'll be 80% right though. I'll be 80% right. The meat is there. Sometimes you just gotta trim off a little of the fat, but the meat is there, bitch.
The main point remains.
Gonna get fed.
So, wait, were you doing real estate out here first and then Bali,
actually,
or did you start
yes.
out there?
Okay, so I've been a real estate agent in California for the past, like, 10 years, but I never have, like, pushed for that because it's so competitive. And can I be honest? Is it a safe space?
Yeah. Sure.
When you don't start off with either a really good team in real estate or people around you that are ready to buy or sell, it is very difficult to get started.
Yeah.
You know, it can take years for an agent to get their first deal. And I just,
you need
I mean,
a safe place for that? That seems like just regular good advice.
I mean,
I thought you were going to say something hella controversial.
Disclaimer.
Actually, white girls, don't let these white girls take your money was more controversial than.
Is this a safe place? You need a good team. Like, oh. That was just very sound advice. Okay. Okay, no, I feel that.
I'd like to use my disclaimer for the white girl comment.
Okay. Just clip it.
We'll retroactive it.
Yeah, so if you're not already in there, like swimwear with an amazing team and doing open houses and farming and all that extra stuff, you're not paying bills. It's kind of like half the actors out here that, you know, if you're not getting booked every day constantly and then doing then some, it's hard to make a living. So I didn't really push for that. I still, look, DRE0973297, hit me up if you want to buy or sell a house in Los Angeles. But
was that an email address?
Was that agent number?
That's my license number.
Oh. I was like, that was letters
and
numbers.
Her license number or that's what she, that was her inmate number. You could have went either way. Inmate, DSR, yes.
Dead
Pack your bag, you're going back to Bali.
Okay. Yeah. So, but yeah, I didn't really push it here. I found it was much easier to be just my own agent. Mm-hmm. A lot of agents are just their own agent. They just facilitate their own deals.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
It seems like insider trader. But.
Well, no, because you can do for sale by owner. So if you're an owner, you don't need legally an agent. Mm. An agent just makes all the stuff easier because typically no one knows what they're doing.
Right.
You know, so you can do as well for sale by owner as an agent, but that would just be
seems useful.
Like a self-listed. Yeah.
Do you give yourself a tour of the house?
I'm not buying it. No,
you'd
be the.
This is the kitchen. Ooh,
no,
nice.
I could do a lot with this. They're just seeing her on the camera, like, get this crazy bitch out of here.
You're the selling. You'd be like buying agent or a selling agent. The person selling your own, not the person.
Yeah, no.
Wait, do you make commission?
You would save the commission. Yes. So instead of paying that to the other side or all the agents, you then would just save that fee.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
So that would help the buyer. Like, you don't actually have to pay this or...
Well, you do have to still pay the buyer's agent. Okay. But you're your own seller's agent, so you save at least
3%. Okay.
Yeah. All right, cool. But so a lot of agents do that. I do that, and I figured it's a lot easier too because people think real estate is just like residential, only just like buying and selling people's homes. But there's commercial. So many different commercial, but also property management.
Oh, really? I thought people just found like property management, like find a management company to manage the property for
them. But whoever owns those property management businesses, you have to be licensed.
Oh, shit. Okay,
yeah.
Oh, all right. Makes sense.
So there's a lot of things you can go into real estate wise. And so I just figured, okay, let me just get into the investing and management side because the residential stuff is not me.
All right. I get it.
But if you do have a house that you want to buy or sell, I can make it me for your transaction.
She turned it up real quick. I like that. I like the flip like that. That's crazy as fuck.
So what was it like going to Bali and just like picking a, because you're building from the ground up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. So we looked at a bunch of land, like rice fields.
Mm-hmm.
The one I ended up settling on is like right by the beach, but it was just like a patch of coconut and banana trees.
Mm-hmm.
So cute. It was one mango tree in the front. I made them keep the mango tree.
Okay. But cut down everything else?
We cut down everything
fucking
else.
Fucking colonizer right
Dang.
Here,
bro.
No. Rice, bro. People on TikTok call me that, and I don't like that.
Damn. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
What about the Dutch people, though?
No, I'm going to tell you the difference. When you are the one who has been oppressed and colonized,
mm-hmm.
you're able to bring others up in a different way that does not oppress them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference.
Okay.
I'm learning Indonesian. I know how to get around.
Yeah.
Okay. Bisa tolong andaku, Ubud. Can you please take me to Ubud?
Okay. I thought that was going to be a little bit more. I thought it was like hospital or something. But what is Ubud?
It's a city.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You're getting fluent?
I mean, I can get around. I can't like have conversations about like your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I can make sure I'm where I need to be and I order my stuff correctly and I can count and pay for gas and shit, you know?
Now, mm-hmm. I know how it is in London. Like Paris. If you don't like speak their language, you get, you know, snuffed and very snooty type. I don't like Paris at all. Is it like that in Bali? Like if you
it's
don't know?
Nothing like that.
Word. Okay.
It is the total opposite.
Okay.
When you come, they're like, welcome home.
Mm. Oh, wow.
They take you in immediately.
I like that.
Like, would you like some tea? Mm. And best believe they're going to have a selection. You're going to sit in their little outside living area, the center of their house with your shoes off, and it's your first interaction. They don't care.
Okay. All right, Bali. Hey. Welcoming, no extradition. I have two on my list.
Oh my god! Well, you know that's why the people be going.
Right. I know. That's I know. Crazy. I absolutely know. I got a homie over there.
That's crazy. That's fucking
we
crazy.
We both do.
Yeah, I got people over there.
Yeah,
no,
I got,
not really.
I got a homie over there. Well, so, wait, because we didn't do. We got to do the show right because people be on our head now. So we got to make sure we do it.
That's right.
How are you at rapping freestyle?
Oh, I mean, it can be done.
Okay, fuck it. There we go. So Pat's gonna kick it off. I'm gonna kick the beat off. Basically, all you're trying to do is figure out how to rhyme scary with something like damn, in the net, too scary. I had a best friend named Mary.
It's always scary.
Well, no, not always. But you have to get that in there at least once.
Damn it, Annette, you scary.
You gotta get the show in there at least once. Oh, show. You'll see Pat do it real quick. But it's gonna be easy. We're not good.
We're not good at all.
That's our disclaimer. We're not good. This is just something we do and we have fun with it.
I'm ready.
I like that. Whoa. Shit. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Upside down five was weird, but let's go with it. All right.
Yeah. We here in the studio with Nina, international drug lord, I'm sure. Know what I'm saying? We gonna kick it like this. I'm about to bust your cherry. We here on damn internet, you scary. My bum ass is just in Cali, but she over here building houses in Bali. You gonna get it now?
Yeah, I thought you was gonna say your ass was hairy. But I'm going to run with that, shoot, because I'd be getting laser, so you already know what to do.
Hey, she
damn
got a laser butt.
She's scary.
Laser on the butt is actually pretty funny. All right, good job. That was that wasn't painful, right?
Not at all.
She talked about getting hair lasered off her butt.
What's up, beautiful people? Thought about making, like, all songs for all the ads just to, like, pull you in. Pull you in. Today, we are talking about Bespoke Posts. An amazing, amazing company. Love the fact that 90% of everything that comes from your specific box of awesome is from a small and up-and-coming brand, which means that you're going to get quality products. You're going to get very unique products. You're going to get conversation starters like this amazing Bespoke wallet. This is some of the best leather I have ever had in a wallet in my entire life. Entire life. And my pen. Check this out. I love good pens. I love good writing pens. This one actually is magnetic, so you never lose the cap for the pen. Look at this. Look at this, and look how sleek it is. You pull this out at Soho House or your local coffee shop, people are going to take notice of that. And that's one of the reasons I love Bespoke Posts. All their seasonal lineup are must-haves. Box of Awesome Collections is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands around the world. To get started, you just take a quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. Everything is curated for you based on your answers from the quiz. So be honest about what you like. Be honest about what you don't like. These are all things that I love. I change wallets frequently. I like to match my wallet with my feel, with my outfit, with the vibe that I'm going to, whatever event I may be going. I'm that type of person. I want people to notice when I pull this out of my bag, untwist it, and then put the cap back on the end of it, like, oh, where'd you get this? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Bespoke Posts, okay? It's free to join, and they release new items every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you'll have access to stellar discounts across a plethora of products. We're talking 30% off sometimes. So it's free to sign up and easy. You can cancel at any time. You can skip a month. You're going to get Bespoke products. You're supporting small businesses. What more is there to say? Well, maybe one more thing. You get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up of boxofawesome.com. And then enter the code DIYS at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code DIYS for a free mystery gift on your first monthly shipment. Boxofawesome.com, code DIYS. You're welcome. I ain't done a lazy yet. Well, I ain't done another yet, but I want to do a boyzillion.
It definitely feels like slave punishment.
What? Oh shit! The laser?
Holding your cheeks open your stomach while it's
not a complimentary.
What position this laser? I would imagine. Is it hot?
I mean that shit. I mean, it feels like the hardest rubber band snap on your most delicate extremities.
Rubber band slap.
Yeah.
That was such a specific example.
Yeah.
Now what's the aftercare like when you get laser? Is it just Neosporin or is it just like lotion?
Yeah, it's just like aloe.
Okay, aloe.
Yeah, and that's it.
You just have a wet butt for the rest of the day?
No, you ready to go. You really ready to go.
Ready to
go. I want to get in your business real quick.
Ready to go, it's crazy.
So you've been over in Bali doing this for how long?
Okay, so We've been doing construction now for 7 months.
Okay. So are you living over there at the time? Or you...
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how's the dating?
Well.
Well, are you? Is that something you can talk about? Or is
yeah.
This... Okay. So you're attached, you're dating, you're single.
He knows the language.
Yeah. No, I'm asking, like, are you attached? Are you dating? Are you single?
Okay. So boom. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I am very... So I told you, I think, I consider myself solo polyamorous.
Mm.
So I want to live by myself. I want to mm-hmm. have multiple meaningful relationships. And so in Bali, I did find a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have one guy, but disclaimer, they're going to be Russian.
Oh, they're going to be Russian.
They're
okay.
going to be Russian out there.
Okay.
You know,
that's
so.
What, is that what most... people are over there?
It's a lot. That is like the second most predominant group outside of the Balinese
really?
People.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, are they moving out there like post being an adult or are they growing up?
No, no. They're coming in droves after what happened in Ukraine versus Russia.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right.
So they're a lot of them coming to avoid. It's kind of like a little Russian diaspora right now because they're trying to avoid all that conflict.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So you go with the Russian.
Yeah, so
are any of them named Vladimir?
Big Slavic
gang?
Actually, one guy.
You really dating a Vladimir?
I did.
Is that like a...
I didn't like him after a while because he was posting too much red pill, like Andrew Tate content. And like we were just getting into it because I was like, bro, why are you posting this? Like, relax. Like, down dog. And he was just like...
Down dog is something no man wants to hear.
God damn!
Niggas is running from war. You say down dog? That's crazy.
Disclaimer. Safe space.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't like all that red pill stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I dated a Vlad. And then there's one guy. Dimitri.
Okay.
That's one of my current little boos.
The fact that she slowed down and pronounced the names. Like, oh, Dimitri.
He's doing a lot better than Vladimir.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait. I mean, Dimitri is code for aloe. He's the one that's like licking that cheek.
Oh.
He's the way that she said, oh, there is one.
You good to go.
Dimitri. Hella Russian, but she said it hella black.
He comes in after the laser.
Yeah. He just takes his tongue off and just wipes it.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't done that yet.
Oh, okay. Yet.
Yes.
I like
emphasis
the
on the yet.
Yeah.
A valley yet.
There's hope.
There's hope.
There's hope.
Absolutely.
Is there, besides the language barrier, are there any other cultural barriers that you've encountered while dating Russian men?
Absolutely. Okay. So, general disposition. Americans are taught to be friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, if we make eye contact, we either nod or smile.
Mm-hmm.
That's American culture.
Mm-hmm.
They mean mugging.
Yeah.
Little things like that. They're not.
They're
that's
taught
not,
that?
Absolutely. That's not their thing, friendliness. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding?
Wait, I don't get it. So what do they be doing? They just everybody mean to each other?
They're very mean, muggy type.
If you don't know each other, they don't speak type shit.
Yes. That's their culture.
Is that why they fight so much?
Listen, I don't know about that.
You haven't seen any of them fight?
Actually, yes. In Bali... there's a lot. They be causing a ruckus. They really do.
That's what I was, yeah. That's what
Let
was.
Me ask you this, though. And I don't know. This is just what I assume from movies and stuff like that. It seems like the women in Russia would be very subservient to the men, very docile around the men. And
no.
I could be wrong.
I may get canceled in the future when I'm trying to run for president for saying this, but Russian women are the least likable demographic of people on the planet to me.
Oh.
And what sense are like
no disclaimer before that one, huh?
not friendly, the way they interact with you, or like what are you basing that statement on?
They are that cultural archetype turned up to the 10th power.
Mm.
And I think the Russian men would actually agree.
So that in your mind that the women are more rowdy than the men, or
no,
just
not
more...
rowdy.
Uh-huh.
Very cold.
Mm.
Very, very cold and just not friendly.
Is gotcha. That because, do you think that could be because they think you like out there taking up all the men and stuff like that?
No, it's just not in them to be like, okay, I've encountered this a lot where I'd be in the bathroom, for example, with Russian women and I'd be like, oh my God, beautiful dress. I love your dress. Love your this compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And they would just be like,
shut up.
Not even. It's just a dirty look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but the look, it communicates.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But you just said that Russian men are the same way. When they look at you, it's not like a nod or anything. They mug.
But that's like if you're walking down the street, you see somebody and they don't give you that.
Oh, you're
right?
saying after
But
a
she's
compliment.
Engaging in a conversation, like yeah. complimenting, not just okay. engaging, but oh my God, I love your thing. And they still like, shut the fuck up.
Very, very, and it's like, that's normal. Like, damn. You can ask, and you know what's funny? Because the Balinese people notice this too. So they also are like,
oh, okay.
You know, so this is kind of like you. A general consensus.
Got it.
Yeah. I was at a party one time, and there were three Russian girls, and they were grilling this dude about how much money was in his bank account.
How'd they know?
Well, they were like, well, why are you talking to us? How much money do you have?
Damn.
Let me see it. Let me see it right now. Like, show me your bank account. It was insane.
That's pretty crazy.
I know.
And did he do it?
Huh?
Did he do it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it was like interactions like that. Like, damn, like this shit just got extra tense.
Sheesh.
Over just flirtiness at a party. Yeah.
It's so late.
I have to type it in.
Yeah. I'm telling the story. He's over here like.
I have a reaction to this.
Thank you, guys. Didn't even I appreciate match. It. Nope, that wasn't even trying.
Okay. So, you have a computer. So, just use that.
I don't have the app on there. This is the app for it. So, sorry, guys.
What about the Balinese? You said Balinese?
Yeah.
What about the Balinese men and women?
Friendly. I mean, almost a little. I'll say this. If I'm going to give pros and cons, the Russian women, they do beauty and style the best. And nails, hey girl, hey. But y'all not friendly. Balinese women, too friendly. Okay, babes, they're in your business.
That made no sense.
What?
She was loading the clip.
The way that like, he held, oh, okay. he held okay. the yeah. phone back, like back here.
Yeah.
Like.
I didn't want to be too loud. I also wasn't sure what that was going to sound like, but I thought like, I was like, get ready, because I thought she's going to bust some shots. So
you
I
could,
like,
no, I got it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Let me cook.
I didn't get it at first.
But yeah, no, that culture, the Balinese culture is very in your business. Mm-hmm. And privacy is not a thing.
Mm.
The island is the island and y'all all just a family.
Yeah.
So things that are normal to them are kind of annoying to Americans, to me at least.
It sounds like that personal space thing that we have lost sight of in supermarkets would be a thing there too. Like they'd be very close to. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's not, they respect personal space.
Okay.
It's not India.
Okay. Gotcha.
But.
Never been to India?
It'd be packed.
You're well traveled.
Also, like, China checked. Yeah, China be even worse too. But yeah, so it's just in the morning, like when you're leaving, if they see you, where are you going?
Oh, like that?
Yeah. With who?
Oh, so you just gotta
with
just,
who is
you,
crazy.
You just gotta go with the lie. I gotta kill some niggas today.
I know. And so I started off by lying because I'm like, bro, I just want my privacy. But then I realized, what if something happens to me?
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Okay.
I want everybody to know.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody got in the neighborhood knew. No, this morning she was at brunch cafe with this person at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could go to a brunch cafe and they're going to ask the same thing. Oh, hi, what are you doing for the rest of the day? And then you follow the trail, boop, now you found me.
That must true. Be crazy with a poly life. You're just like, oh, I'm going here with Dimitri. Oh, where are you going after that? I'm going here with a Vladimir.
let me tell you, I actually had to learn, like, with dating out there, I stopped bringing guys to my favorite spots. So I only take them to places I've never been because I don't want you to blow up my spot.
Yeah. Because of how intrusive they are, they just come up and be like, oh, someone else, huh?
No. not even. They're very, like, not judgmental.
Okay.
Not at all. Because this is a Hindu island. They're very non-judgmental.
Mm.
But I would invite, for example, a guy to a cafe. And this guy was like, I don't like PDA.
Mm.
So why are you trying to make out with me in a cafe? This is my spot. Like, now you got my favorite people that make my croissants looking over here.
Oh, my favorite croissant people.
Yeah, like, now I can't come here no more and get the croissants because you done too much on my neck. I don't like that.
The spot.
I don't like that. You got to, like, be cool.
So tell me a little bit more about the house. I kind of want to know, like, because I feel like people don't know what it's like to actually build a house from the ground up. Mm-hmm. It's usually just like, this one, I want this one. So what are the steps and how difficult was it, especially in like a new place with a new language?
Well, first you want to definitely secure your land. I think this is definitely an elephant of a project. And if you can break it down and only worry about that piece, then you'll actually get further than trying to figure out the logistics of everything all in one sit down or whatever. Mm-hmm. So first get the land. Even if you do nothing for a year, you still come out on top because every year the value will go up of just the land. Mm. So you're okay. Now think about what you want to do with it. I need a cough drop. I have one. But so I got the land and I immediately said, I want to build something on it because you guys know with social media income, it's here today and gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I like to like put it somewhere as fast as I can. Like just make it, put it here. So I was like, let's build. I have a local friend who helped me with permits, finding a contractor. So you do, like I said, you need to learn some of the language and you need to build relationships.
Yeah.
You cannot, especially in a foreign country, do it on your own. Mm-hmm. You need relationships. So if you're an unfriendly person,
it's going to be more difficult.
So we got that handled, started building. And also, it's cash only because it's international.
Ooh. Oh, shit, really?
I don't have a bank account there. And you can't have a bank account unless you're a resident or a citizen. And I don't have residency there yet.
Not even like you couldn't get like a working permit to get residency?
No, visas are easy to get, but you need to be a resident to get a bank account.
That's crazy. You just got to travel over there with cash?
Well, in your bank account. Cause
I'll just withdraw it from,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's all been wire transferred.
Okay.
But yeah, no financing. Mm. And I think that's something that a lot of people got to obviously think about. But your money goes further. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Damn.
We did because like I said, they're Hindu, we also did a land, like groundbreaking ceremony. And that's like mandatory. A lot of times if you don't do the ceremony, the contractor will not work on your land. Mm. So it was crazy. But it was so magical. I felt like, whoa, this is like a new chapter, a whole new chapter.
Yeah.
Then America could never. Like, I'm talking the whole village brought me food, snacks, coconut water, chickens.
Live chickens?
Sacrificed chickens and roast chickens.
Did they sacrifice it in the name of the house?
We did do some sacrifices, but that's a part of the Hindu culture, which is why if you're on your period, you can't go to the temples because there are blood offerings there.
It's about that time. Listen, we had all winter, all spring to get it together. However, let's be all the way honest. A lot of us didn't do it, okay? And so now summer is almost here and we like, oh man, I gotta get summertime fine. How you gonna do it? I can tell you, I'm not the person that can just go to the gym and just have the know-how and the motivation to do it on my own. I need some help. Okay, I need some help. That's why I reached out to Fit By Nate. They hooked your boy up. All right? It's the essential workout because the essential workout really needs some help. All right? And that's what Fit By comes in. It's a fitness app that creates completely personalized workouts that adapt as you improve. Whether you're a seasoned gym goer or you're just getting your fitness journey started, like myself, Fit By will push you to help you make progress. That's what I need. I need somebody in there to push me. I need something in there to motivate me, to show me the which direction. Hey, so many times I've went to the gym and just been standing there looking at the equipment. I just pick something up like, yeah, it's kind of heavy. And then I set it back down, okay? And then I feel defeated because like I don't know what to do with this thing because it's heavy. Well, FitBod takes all the guesswork out of that, okay? I love the fact that they have workouts that can use the equipment that's actually in the gym, or you can do workouts that actually don't even require any equipment because that is big for me on the road. Sometimes the hotels have gyms. Sometimes they don't have gyms. Sometimes they have gyms and they really shouldn't. You go in there and it's a broken jump rope and the weights are mismatched. I can't deal with that. That's going to throw me off track. So I love the fact that they have workouts that don't require equipment. I love the fact that I can track my progress. I love the fact that I can set my goals, where I'm at, where I want to be, the time, all of that type of stuff. I love that because I need that help. I need that assistance. I need that type of guidance. So Fitbod creates a personalized workout routine for you. It adapts as you improve. They track your muscle memory and recovery so you avoid burnout and you keep up the momentum. They're fine-tuned by experienced certified personal trainers. That's what I want to hear when I'm getting the app that's going to help me and the trainer. I want to hear that somebody that knows how to do this has certified and gave this the green light. That's the stuff I need. So you get to learn new movements the right way with over 1,000 demonstrations. So if you're interested, right? If you heard that and you like, you know what, T, I'm going to do it with you because I'm serious about this. Come September, I might be a supermodel. I might not even be telling jokes and doing podcasts no more. Because if the body go right and the body go crazy, I'm out of here, baby. You understand me? And your gym profile, you can find several options to customize Fitbod for unique fitness preferences. Fitbod has 6 defined fitness goals to help you choose from: general fitness, bodybuilding, strength training, muscle tone, powerlifting, and Olympic lifting. So if you guys ready to lace up, hit the gym, come out summertime fine, or just come out overall feeling healthier than you did when you went in, I'm hooking you up with 25% off your subscription to try. Or you get the app and try for free at fitbod.me/DIYS. 25% off your subscription, or try the app for free at fitbod.me/DIYS. That's FITBOD.ME/DIYS. You're welcome. Let's make this a summer to remember, people. Let's go.
So if you're on your period, what happens? Why not?
Next Sunday, nigga.
Right. You can't go because they don't want, because it's a very spiritual, you know, country and culture. So they don't want your energy, blood energy, to intermingle with the intention of whatever they're there for.
And it's usually chickens that gets the blood?
No, it's thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. No, it's, you know, listen, I'm not like a Hindu goddess priest. Scholar.
Specialist. Goddess priest.
I'm not a specialist. But yeah, there's blood involved in certain ceremonies.
Holy
so
shit. All right. So what was the ceremony?
It was a blessing to make
sure
that
bless the land.
Bless the land, mm-hmm. and to get rid of any like negative spirits. Because there are jungle spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Those exist.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very strong in Bali.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. There's a tree actually right outside my house, and that is gated off.
The tree is?
Yes. And you can typically walk to the beach if not for the tree. But they gated it off, so now you just take the other street right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked a neighbor, I'm like, why can't we go? And they said, that tree has spirits.
Wow.
So we stay away from that tree.
Wow. That's crazy.
What do they do? Like, what did that tree do to people?
Pat want to go see the tree.
No, right. I mean, it got a. Somebody put a gate in front of it.
Yeah,
I want to know.
You
got
to send them a picture.
What offenses it has?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what offenses it has. I just know to listen to the people. I don't need to ask any extra questions. Like when you're in that type of situation, I definitely just listen to the people who know the land.
Damn,
That's okay. Crazy. That's different. Wow.
That's insanely different. Wow.
Do we got any story that kind of connects with that?
Wait, last question. So they sacrificed chickens during this ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Like they killed them in front of you in the name of.
I don't think. I wasn't watching the whole thing. I was filming a lot of stuff.
You weren't watching your own ceremony?
I filmed it. It's on TikTok in a series. But, but no, but they did have like. But they do like put the blood around, like, you know.
Around the perimeter of the house?
Like you spread it around the offerings and do whatever. Damn. I'm sure you can look up some sort of Hindu ceremony in which there is blood.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's different.
And where is the house now? Like how far?
Okay,
how long
so
is
I
it?
Think we have another like month and a half.
Oh, wow. So you guys are, is this just with infrastructure? Is this with like, all right, the walls are up, the floor is down, doors and windows are all up?
I think it should have everything in it in a month and a half. Be ready for me to move in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Let's see what he says.
Uh-oh. We're looking
up the rituals.
We're looking up the rituals.
And the house is by the beach.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's super nice. Okay. Okay, location, location, location.
Right.
Bear with us, guys. We just try to see if there was anything that
What's
we
that video?
Let's say animal. I don't know if we can play animal sacrifice without getting.
They can see this?
No, they can't see it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's that. We would. Yeah, that. Yeah, you guys can look it up. You guys can look it up.
They killed a couple chickens.
Yeah, so things will come up.
Wait. Go back. Go back. Go to the history and yeah, there was a right below that video. Okay, see where it says. Hold on. Let me see. Yes.
Practice rituals.
For Dharma.
Well, they believe in spirits. The tree has spirits, right?
Yeah. Mm. For Dharma, basically.
You're not afraid of like having.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're not afraid of having like no chicken ghosts?
No, I seen Goddess. I seen when I was there, I seen Goddess Kali when we were looking for the land the first time. Mm-hmm. I stayed in Munduk, which is like up in the mountains. Mm-hmm. The first night I saw Goddess Kali, and it was kind of like one of those fleeting visions where you're like,
What that mean? Like, this was like night.
Uh huh.
And it was like in your room or something. Or?
Uh huh.
What she look like?
Pull her up.
Goddess Kali. Is this who Kali Uchis is?
See where it says Goddess Kali. She. Uh huh.
Oh. That's terrifying.
Yes, it is a little.
She had four arms?
She has like eight arms.
Damn. What was she holding?
She's a protector.
Like oh, she, okay, that's good. Was she on one foot like that?
Uh-huh.
She was?
That's how they appear. So that's the thing with Hinduism is there are like an infinite number of gods. Mm-hmm. But they all are, what is it called when you're like a virgin, like a man of...
Aren't they both male and female as well?
Right, but all of these gods are like variations of those two. So she's a variation of, you can look it up. What is it? Shiva, maybe.
Yep,
she
probably Shiva because Shiva's blue like that.
Oh, that's who I thought that was. Okay. Oh, so it's like a multiverse type thing. Yeah, like you know, she's this version of this here.
I gotta see that. But that is like, that's a lot to absorb,
right? But it's so exciting to take it in because you don't know who you are outside of the environment you've always grown up in.
Yeah.
So you learn a whole another side of you when you are forced to be in a whole different environment from the language, the environment, what they believe in. Even the spirit of the island, totally different.
Okay.
So you are different. You are almost like a different rendition of, just like Kali is a different rendition of this goddess. Shiva. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are a different rendition of Nina or Patrick. It's amazing. It's so infinite once you kind of get in
it's
that
like
zone.
It's like switching high schools. Yeah, call me Dimitri. But pause before you say it.
It's like going to Whole Foods for the first time.
Were you scared? Like, obviously, that's like a ghostly type of vision, but it was also the protector. So were you scared?
The first time I've encountered a jungle spirit. I did in Peru as well. These things don't scare me.
Come on, man.
What happened?
You see them edges?
What happened in Peru?
Right.
Out here. You see the edges?
Baby, I'm banging in these streets.
What happened in Peru?
And none of this shit scared me. So I could say stuff. I could talk about drugs or no. Mm-hmm. Okay, so boom. I was at ayahuasca retreat. Can I have one?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. I was at ayahuasca retreat for like 10 days. The last night we were supposed to do it for like the fourth or fifth time. I was like, bro, I'm drugged out. I'm burnt out, like low key, because the day before that we did Bufo, 5-MeO DMT.
Okay.
Ooh. Right.
Oh, of course you saw something.
Baby, I was thugged out by then. I was like, we about to do ayahuasca again. I'm okay. I'm gonna just be an observer for tonight. And they said, okay, you're gonna still have visions though, because it's still inside of you.
From how long ago?
It takes weeks to get ayahuasca out of you.
Thank you.
Ooh. It's like a whole process too.
Yeah.
You've taken it before?
No, I've taken DMT before.
Yeah, I had a DMT pen. One of my friends got me. I'm not even kidding.
That's crazy casual.
I'm not even kidding.
I'm not even kidding. So they
existential
had a
crisis in a vape.
That made the solution, the DMT, and they put it in, like, because you could just charge up the thing. But I tried it. I two hits is all you need. Like this one. But this was like the, I don't want to say modified version, but.
Chunga?
It only lasted like 15 minutes. The high only.
That's
lasted.
Like chunga.
Okay, yeah. So yeah. I was thankful
for
that.
How long is it supposed to last?
I mean, you heard him say that shit can stay in your system for weeks.
Did you like, still feel it? Can stay
in, like, did you go through the tunnel?
I didn't.
The
so,
tunnel.
Like, I'll say
hard.
This.
Yeah, I did hard the first time. Yeah.
The tunnel. Hard. That sounds so scary.
Like I know, right?
It's like a kaleidoscope tunnel.
Though. Well, the death and tunnel? I saw lime green and purple fractal triangles going out, baby. And then I was in the darkness. And then I was just like, where? Like falling Alice in Wonderland type shit. And then I felt like my soul was put back into the puzzle. And like I was a puzzle piece. And I was like, saw it almost from the stars. It's crazy.
Like
so fucking intense.
Sounds
we
horrible.
Both flew down the tunnel with all these like Mesoamerican symbols that we went by. What? Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah, I wasn't that hot. But Farron hit it like three times instead of two. And she was standing up when she did it. And she almost fell back. So I had to catch her and sit in a seat.
She see the tunnel?
I don't know if she saw the tunnel. I had to go back and ask her. But when I did it, I sat on the couch and did it. And I hit it twice. And then I just sunk into the couch. I felt like I was just sinking into the couch. And I could, it was like the Get Out, the part when he was like falling. And shit.
That's the tunnel. Like.
Yeah. Oh, that's the tunnel?
Yeah. Low key.
But I didn't see the colors
like the
with
the beginning of it. I saw the colors. But then you snap right out of it. I spent 15 minutes. And you feel like better. You feel almost more sober coming out of it.
It was crazy.
I don't think I want this.
When I came out, I don't like
it's
the tunnel.
A party drug. It's like if you want an experience, do it. But
yeah,
it's not
for
like a party.
Sure.
Yeah, this
that
is definitely
really
not something you just like go to. I'm tripping this weekend. Like, no.
Nah, those type of drugs, like even with like shrooms. When I do take shrooms, I'm very intentional about it. Like, I got that from the people that like introduced me to it. Like, they knew I'm like, yo, this is gonna be a good weekend. We're gonna do this. They was like, no, we're gonna write down some requests, like what we want from this trip. Yeah. We're gonna write down what we want to come out of this trip knowing or feeling or being more confident about. And because of that, like, I'm very intentional when I do those type of trips because I don't want to play with it. Like, if you're going through something like that, you're tapping into something spiritual. You're tapping into something ancient, something archaic. And so I have to be careful about like what you're inviting into your life. So if you go in with a purpose, I feel like you're more likely to come out with something positive than negative.
Well, and headspace is super important because if you go into it and you're like depressed, it compounds.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's a place you don't want to go to. So you want to make sure you're of sound mind before taking something like that.
Yeah.
DMT too.
Yeah. Any of that, any kind of psychedelic that's like hard like that, you don't want to just go into. If you've got baggage.
I have friends that do, not regularly, but like they, you know, occasionally dabble in acid. And they're like, those trips, I was like, no, thank you. Like they said, they have cartoons on and music playing. And like the cartoons were great at first. And then like the faces started melting on the cartoons.
Oh, nah.
And I was like, yeah, I don't need that. Man. That's different. Like, I don't think there's any like gratification or anything you can write down to get, come out of there positive. It just sounds horrible. This
Jesus.
Is, it's like a mental haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that. People who go under and then come out a completely different person.
Oh, no.
Person never comes back.
Yeah. Wow.
Are they better?
No, like worse. Like they
wow.
And that's from acid?
Change. Well, yeah. You can look this up. A lot of cases of people who just take it and they completely like change.
So speaking of, when we were getting ready to do the ayahuasca trip, a few weeks before, the shamans and the facilitators and medic people, they interview you and they put you on a strict diet. And you also, well, at least a responsible facility should make sure you're mentally sound. So ours did like mental health as well. So if you were bipolar, schizophrenic, or any of their, like there were certain ones on a list that if this applied to you, sorry, refund. We cannot even have you here.
That makes sense.
Because you will increase your chances of a psychosis. Yeah.
You know the reason I love my phone, outside of like it holding all my passwords and contacts and all of that type of stuff and emails, but I get to do everything from it. Some of the things that I enjoy most, I get to do that from the palm of my hand. And one of those things is buying concert tickets. Now, concert tickets used to be just stressful. Let's keep it real. Like, you watching the clock when something goes on sale, and when it's lunch and all of that, and you're in the queue and all of that. I don't have the patience for that. I got very few patients left, and I can't be using on things like that. That's not supposed to be a stressful activity. Buying tickets to see some of your favorite concerts, some of your favorite comedy shows, some of your favorite theater venues. Why should that be stressful? And thanks to Game Time, it doesn't have to be, okay? I love the fact that Game Time gives you all of these high-profile events on your phone with ease. You get last-minute deals, you get flash deals, you get zone deals, and it's easy to buy the tickets. What you see, that price right there, that's going to be the final price. You ain't going to get to check on, like, oh, convenience and transfer. Why are y'all making us pay all this extra money? It's ridiculous, okay? I love the fact that you get priority last-minute deals. You get to save up to 60% off buying last-minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, etc. They even have flash deals. You get to save even more with exclusive in-app deals. That means you're only going to find those on this app, all pricing in, all right? Everything, that price you see, that's what you're going to pay, and it's the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Game Time even offers you coverage. If you purchase a ticket and get the coverage, it has the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. The ticketing industry. And you get to see where you're sitting from your seat. Not just seeing where you're sitting, right? Because a lot of them have the little map. Are you going to be in this section? No. Augmented reality, you lift your phone up. You get to see what the view is like from where you would be sitting in said venue. That's a game changer, folks. Game changer. So listen, if you're ready to change the game and change the way that you buy concerts, comedy, theater, all of those tickets, then check it out. Take all the guesswork out of it. Download Game Time app, create an account, and use the code DIYS for $20 off your first purchase. Again, download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code DIYS, and get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, the easiest part. Create an account, redeem the code, DIYS, $20 off your first purchase. It's super easy, people. You're welcome in advance. Let's kick it this summer.
I appreciate that responsibility being put in place.
Like, we don't want your money that much.
Yeah.
What diet did they put y'all on?
No caffeine, no spicy food, no fry food.
You don't want to shit on yourself on a trip.
Ayahuasca will make you do that, so they want to kind of clean your system out.
It will make you shit on yourself.
Whoa. She said it.
We're projectile pissing, shitting, throwing up, all that shit. Absolutely. Like, we're not that. Ayahuasca is rough.
It's a spiritual cleanse, essentially. You're cleansing your entire body and spirit in that. So everything that's bad in you just comes out.
Jesus. What is projectile shitting as opposed to shitting?
Like, you are, no. that shit is soft because you're in the jungle. You haven't eaten certain things that would make your, you know, poop or stool more hard. So, like, your shit is soft. You know, you fart once and that's like 10 turds. Like,
wait, so you shitting on yourself or there's a bathroom?
There's a bathroom.
But do you make it? Does everybody make it?
So I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But
why you say I mean?
Like, no, she said it like, I mean, typically.
I mean, you're supposed to.
But this one time, all right. First night.
I mean, I don't know if everyone made it, but I believe so. There were no incidences I was aware of.
Okay, that's good. Damn. No shitting in the pool, guys.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it was an intense, definitely. And the last night, I did not do ayahuasca, and I saw the biggest jungle spirit, and it was so interesting, because I wasn't afraid of it, but it was a pesky one.
What
a real
like?
Annoying one. Mm. Tall.
How
bald.
Tall?
Almost like a shadow.
How is a shadow bald?
I saw it's Kevin Garnett.
Yeah. And it was just walking around the Mallorca, which is like the ceremony spot, that, like the little tent or hut.
Slender Man almost, like tall, lanky.
I mean, like regular.
How tall? Like human tall or like crazy tall?
Human tall, but like tall. Just shadowy. It. And it was just walking around, and everyone's like on their trip, and I was so annoyed with it, so I just was like, stop. No, seriously, stop.
Can you imagine like you being the only person not on the trip? Like you just there to like observe and make sure everybody's free. And you see somebody doing that, I'm like, man, she is tripping balls, bro.
I'd be like, all right, let me hit it. This sober shit ain't it. Damn. So did it leave?
Yes.
It was just like, all right, fine.
But it was like wandering. But like wandering around our ceremony, like, no, it's like you do, it's your distraction.
So that was leftover from in your system. You think?
Do you think that, or do they like prep you for like, okay, you may see this, you may see that. If it's something that you feel like is offensive or destructive or negative, you can ask them to leave or encourage them to leave or tell them to leave. Or is that something that you just had the wherewithal to do, but like, stop?
Okay,
like
so
visceral response.
They're never gonna like, well, they shouldn't plant things in your mind, because at every retreat, the biggest thing is to relinquish your expectations. Mm. So you don't know what you're gonna get, but just don't expect anything. Mm. Just be open. But
yes, and this is very much like improv.
But you know, like the shamans meet up with you one-on-one to kind of talk about your intentions. Mm-hmm. And immediately both the facilitator and the shaman were like, you're different. And I know that I'm different. I'm medium psychic.
Mm-hmm. Reverse cowgirl on the toilet.
Absolutely. So.
Reverse cowgirl on the toilet. That's crazy.
So she could pray on a commode. All?
Wait, let me grab a.
That's crazy. You could probably do a lot of useful stuff on that.
Yeah,
little...
yeah, you're on the commode right here. You can pray. You open the book,
little
some readings.
Ayahuasca.
Matter of fact, I think I want a piece of gum.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I thought
they...
she was coming back with something to show us.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Matter of fact.
I'll some ayahuasca for you guys.
Can you imagine?
That'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
An hour and a half of us just like this.
ain't no more recording after that. That's it.
You're going to be here for 7 hours.
Yeah. That's how long you tripped? For that whole time?
Ayahuasca is a longer trip.
Bro, when I did mushrooms the first time, very first time, shout out to the homie that introduced me and Farron to it. I was on that trip from... maybe about 3 o'clock p.m. to about 4 a.m. the next day.
Was it intense the whole time?
Doesn't it have waves? Yeah, so the waves subside throughout the night, but like for that first 6 hours, it'll feel like it's dying down, and then another wave will come back up, and it'll tidal wave your ass out, and you back up here. But you learn to like you learn to be absorbed by the wave instead of fighting it, and so it becomes easier. So, like, if you're walking toward a wave and you're trying to go through it, it's going to wash you out every time. But if you're just being still and you let the wave take you, then it's a lot easier. So, at some point, you become... your body's natural inclination is to, like, fight this. Like, oh, I don't like this. But once you're like, okay, I'm accepting this, then it becomes easier. So, you still get washed over, but it's not, like, as intense of, like, oh, this is so weird. What the fuck is happening to me? It's like... So it's just like recapturing your breath and recentering. That's what it was for me. I can't speak for everybody, but that's what it was for me. Like releasing, and because I know I'm a control freak. Like I like to know what's going on. That's one of the reasons Hippie is here and Farron started working with me, because I was like doing too much. And I was like, I don't want to ask anybody for anything, because if they let me down, then now I got to be upset with them. But I'm not going to let myself down. But then I spread myself too thin. Mm-hmm. And so... releasing that control is very on brand, very parallel with the whole mushroom experience for me. It's like, stop trying to control it, because I'm like, I'm not going to get that high. Mm-hmm. Man, that shit hit me so fast. I'm talking about like less than 30 minutes, because we did it. He had blended it, and then he put it in like a mango.
Quick.
No. If you blend it, it's the first phase. This wasn't even that time. This is the very first. Okay. Yeah. So this is the very first time. So blend it in a blender like a bullet. If you put it in lemon juice, it'll kick in even faster. So a lot of people, will like take whatever they're going to do and then maybe cut it in half. But lately I've just been like doing my regular and then blending it and let it sit in some lemon juice or something like that. And then either just shoot it like that or put it with something else. You do it like that in less than 30 minutes, you're going to feel it. And your body will feel it first. You're like, damn, this my arm is heavy. And then you'll start seeing it like you move. Bro, it's crazy.
I know drinking orange juice like halfway through can make it like spike back
the
up.
The citric acid.
So taking it with that will make it faster too.
But yeah.
That's crazy. Is it the same with ayahuasca, like citrus?
No. Okay, so back to the diet.
Okay.
There was no caffeine, spicy food, fried food, no sex for 2 weeks.
Who wants to be high that much?
Masturbation either? Or is it just sex because you're sharing?
You know what? I masturbated, so...
Okay. And she still saw Slender Man, so yeah. I guess it's...
Right.
If we ain't fucking, I'm definitely... Listen, something gonna happen. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving it for something.
So when you're there, they're still going through with this diet, and your diet is super basic. Like, for anybody that thought, oh, this is gonna be an amazing vacation, I mean, most people go in knowing this is not a vacation, but if anyone was ever confused, like, no, you're getting the most basic, under-seasoned, like, dory fish and rice... with like an apple, and that's what you're eating there, which is part of the reason why your food, your stool is so soft. Everything you're eating is so basic, but you are super clean. Mm. So yeah, it's like just super basic ingredients. And then when you go onto the ceremony, you have to stop eating and drinking for like 2 hours before. And of course, there's no alcohol, no drugs with the diet.
Yeah, damn, that's crazy. I would do it though. I think I would do it just to.
2 weeks, like, is crazy.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, like, to come out of it, like, think about, I'm 40 now. So everything that has touched my body spiritually for these past 40 years, to get that clean slate and receive things that I might have been vibrating too low to receive prior to, like, that could be new ideas, that could be new ways of thinking, new ways of finding peace, new ways to love my wife, my daughter, all of that type of stuff. Like, to get a clean slate or just, like, get all of that crud off of me, I would do it for that reason.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
2 weeks isn't that crazy if you're intentional. Like you said, if you're going out there like, I'm experiencing Bali, I'm going to have a vacation, and then it's like 2 weeks. And you guys are eating nothing but fish and rice 3 times a day, or that's just one example?
Let me see. In the morning, they would give us like, I mean, oh God, it was just so basic. Quinoa. Maybe an avocado.
Quinoa, no.
But also like platanos or like tostones, okay. Like, but not
how we
seasoned
like
and shit. Yeah. It would just be like mashed banana, like lightly grilled.
What do you think it is about caffeine and spicy food? Obviously, fried food is terrible for you, but like spicy food and caffeine, what do you think it is about that like affects the drug use or how it affects your body?
Well, I think it's a few things. Obviously, those are both stimulants. So blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, caffeine is gonna increase. It's a stimulant, and also with spicy foods, you know how when you come out of a surgery, they're like no spicy food because that's gonna thin your blood. It's gonna increase your blood pressure. So those things, and that affects how the drug. It's not a drug. How the medicine.
Reacts
with you and your bloodstream.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, your body processes them. They create toxins, so it's removing your body from having to process that and then in return create a toxin based on that. That's why it's like having a lot of caffeine and sugar and all that stuff's not good for you because of what it does to your body.
Because of the toxins?
Yeah. So it's like caffeine itself isn't, but when your body's processing it, it's not. It's just, it's like caffeine itself is a drug. So like you kind of have to rule it out in that regard.
Yeah. I also think that some of these things, yes, they wanted us to start the cleanse because, again, ayahuasca is rough on your system. But I think, too, they wanted us to start getting into this mindset of discipline and intention before.
Okay.
So you can ease into that shit. So when you in the jungle with no electricity and it's mosquitoes and shit and you're only eating, you know, dory fish and rice, you're already kind of conditioned for this moment, and it won't be such a shocker for you. You can really just dive into the experience.
2 weeks in.
Okay. Yeah.
Are y'all sleeping on cots and shit, or what are you?
Yeah, explain the jungle setup.
Like, it's a bed frame, but in essence, it's like a cot. It's not like a Serta. You know, it's not a Stearns and Foster.
She got mattress. A lot of mattress, you know, knowledge.
It ain't no Stearns and Foster, but it's like a little cot with a bed frame and like a mosquito net around it.
And you guys are in, like, what is the setup? Because I've never really slept in
okay, so this is only for the retreat that I've been to because there are more luxurious ayahuasca retreats.
Okay.
So, like, there's some celebrity retreats. I know Rhythmia, celebrities go there.
Okay.
Shout out to Rhythmia.
Arrhythmia.
Yeah. It's a little more, you know, the food is doing what it needs to do. People say the food is good there.
So the 2 weeks before is a little bit better? That food?
No. The 2 weeks before, you're on your own.
Okay.
You're supposed to take that
okay.
and information and yeah, incorporate it. But, yeah. So, yeah, you know. But it was lovely. We saw, when I was there, I saw, like, tarantulas and caiman and snakes.
These are all horrible things.
None of this sounds appealing. You're not selling this for
you
me.
You did
now.
This like it was like
snakes, you know.
And were they like individual? You guys had like individual like cabins type of thing.
Yeah, so it depended on what you paid for. You know, I'm a diva. I'm Beyonce, so I paid for it to be Treehouse Queen. That's what they kept calling me, Treehouse Queen, because I paid for the one like treehouse cot that was like in on the second story by myself. But most of them...
A ladder?
No. They had stairs. But, like, most of them were, like, together. So, two people to a room.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And they were tripping together, too?
We're all together. We're all together for all the ceremonies.
Okay. So, everybody has their cabins, and then they kind of go to,
we all
like
come
a circle.
Together for the ceremony. We all eat dinner together. We do everything together. We're at breakfast together, dinner together, they had yoga, sound work. Like, this is like that.
Wow.
And we're all together as a group. The showers, rainwater.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, they had, like, rainwater collectors.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like...
I thought you meant, like, the overhead joints.
I thought you meant just wait till it rained. So there's, like, those collectors and then... The shower.
And then there's that's shower.
The shower water reservoir comes from, a reserve comes from there.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say the giant bald shadow was walking around, he was just like walking around these grounds.
Like outside the so the, I think it's called the Mallorca. The Mallorca is like where you do your, the ceremonies. It's in the center of these retreat grounds. So... Yeah, he was just walking around the outside of
in
it.
In a circle?
Like, just walking around outside of it.
It's pretty scary.
Yo.
I'm not scared of those things, though, because I've always understood, like, what's tea with the universe. You're only scared when you don't know what's going on.
Hmm. What's tea with the universe?
I know what's tea.
That's a good sentence.
Yeah.
What's tea with the universe?
She mentioned beds, and this thought that came into my head. Do you know about Drake's bed?
Being 400,000?
It's like it's like owl fur and
horse.
Oh.
It's horse fur. And I forgot
huge,
how much.
Right?
It's huge. It's $400,000.
That's crazy.
Custom made. But like the company is crazy. It's they'll send a team to a customer's house 3 to 5 times a year to flip the mattress at no additional cost. Because they range from $10,000 to $390,000 for the mattress. Also
they flip
like
it?
Yeah, you know, you're supposed to flip your mattress every so often. Like,
right, why they do that?
So you don't have to.
That just comes with it?
It's the luxury of paying so much for a mattress.
So they just come through and they're like, all right, Drake. I'll see you in 6 months.
Right.
You know, wash it or anything.
Bro, it's crazy when I did the little research on this. Like, they'll let you, like, you can go to the store, you can lay on it, and you can see the difference between it.
You laid on one?
No. I was just researching. I was like, man, one day I'm going to be this rich. But... It was another part about it. Like the normal mattress has like, what was it? Maybe 500 springs or something like this. Something like that. But this one has like 1,500.
I wouldn't even have sex on that bed.
We're fucking on that.
No, absolutely.
This is rich
sleeping.
Sex.
No, if you're that
rich sex.
You have a sex room. I'm not no fluids.
Facts,
that expensive? Like I'm getting the best sleep of my life.
I need two mattress protectors on it.
Yeah. You got this. You can get those from Amazon. I was gonna pull up tab up right there, but yeah, you can get those from Amazon.
This still don't look like no Stearns and Foster.
I don't know. This is kind of listen.
What kind of animals are in those? I feel like
it's horse. It's horse.
There was some weird, like raven or just.
Yeah. Why is it black?
You don't like the black mattress?
That shit's hard.
Well, because how you know, like, if you stained it, your shit could just be dirty as hell.
Well, I mean, you put a liner on first, right?
Yeah, but then I'm just going to make it white.
Hell no, I'm sleeping. No,
the liner, what liners are y'all using? The regular liner has, It's supposed to have like the plastic side on either on top or on bottom, and then it has a cloth side, and the plastic stops anything from going through, so it doesn't get on the mattress.
I mean,
and then you get the protectors, like so the sex sheets. You don't put them down unless you're actually doing it. Mm. And otherwise, they're washed, they're tucked away in the closet. But like this is just
that mattress would have nothing on it but spare hairs from me. It wouldn't be nothing. Maybe some drool. I wouldn't even let nobody sleep next to me in that.
Oh, that shit is crazy. I'm paying $400,000 for a bed is just
insane.
That's a different type of flex, bro.
That's what I'm saying. You ain't doing no type that's of squirtage. That's a different type in there.
No type of squirt.
No type of squirtage. Nothing. That's nothing's a house. Touching that. Exactly.
$400,000 for a bed is a house.
Fuck on that? No, absolutely not.
This is the one he has, the Grand Vividus?
Mm-hmm.
Vividus?
Yeah. Now I want to know what animals.
I mean,
go
the
into
sleep
this.
Can't be that much better.
$400,000 better, but right. I'm sure it's pretty good. Yeah, you ever been to like a? I'm sure you have, but like a just like a nice hotel room, and you're like, damn, I got better sleep here than I did in my house. I feel like it does vary mattress to mattress. So I'm sure this. I'm sure this does. Does it vibrate? I just learned about that.
Oh, the natural shell is definitely my color. Yeah, I would definitely do the natural shell.
Charcoal.
You know, I love a good Kim Kardashian
nude. The blue is
nice,
too. The blue is nice, too. But that black is sexy, bro. Black's my favorite color, so I'm always going to go with that one. Anyway.
I mean, is it better than just, like, smoking a fat-ass blunt?
And then going to sleep?
You know, like, come on.
I mean, the teacher's own.
Mattress hack. If you don't have a vibrating mattress, just get a massage gun. Charge it every night. Put it to the highest and put it at the foot of your bed. It will change your sleep.
What? Period.
Yeah. Why get the vibrating mattress? You just throw the massage gun on there.
I didn't know there was. You know what? Bring back water beds.
No.
Were those comfortable?
Hell no.
I haven't seen one since I was
horrible.
A kid.
I don't even know why they were ever a thing, but.
And then there was like. There was like those instances where there was like fish in them, and I'm like,
yes.
What kind of torture is that,
Pimpin'.
Bro? How y'all even feed these fish, bro?
Yeah, exactly. Like that's crazy. And if you weigh too much, you're gonna kill the fish.
I don't want it.
Worst sleep ever. Right. Can't have sex on it. But,
you can't have sleep on.
But
sex
a visual
on
vibe.
Oh yeah, right.
I mean, yeah, it throws off your momentum
because of the.
Yeah, I've definitely done
imagine
it on the water.
Doggy style.
I feel like that's the only one you could do.
Nah, actually, the best is missionary.
Yeah.
Because with doggy style, you're thrusting, but your knees are, like, driving into there, and then her knees are as well, so you're already creating a divot. So it's, like, a bigger radius for that divot, and now you're trying to actually, like, thrust, too. So you have to
it's like having sex on a boat.
More,
I was just
going
to say.
More thrust, like, going up. Instead of just going forward, it's up and forward. I was not a fan.
So you could just be like, thinking you're doing something like, oh man, she's so wet. And then you're like, oh shit, it's a leak. Shit is shooting everywhere.
There was no quick moving of it either, because you gotta like take all the water out if you want to move the bed around your room and all of that. So you got the fucking garden hose going out the window connected to the bed, trying to it's no.
That was truly one of the worst inventions.
All right. Well, listen, water we got to get bed. Ready and get up out of here. But before we do, we definitely want to let people know where they can find you, where they can find more information
Bali.
On possibly,
right.
You know, getting property in Bali, and I'm sure all the things from the stories you just told us. So,
and
where can people
series,
find
you? Said on TikTok, right?
Yeah. So, if you want more information about like everything I'm doing in Bali, I am documenting this on both TikTok and YouTube. Both of those are Nina Does the Most. So follow me on Nina Does the Most on those platforms and Bobbiana the Builder
That's
on
so funny.
Instagram.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So, and then also, what else? There's one more thing.
Do you have Patreon?
Bobbiana.
I don't have that. Patreon. You can find me pretty much everywhere at Nina Does the Most, ninadoesthemost.com.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. We'll do that, and y'all make sure y'all do it as well. Thank you so much for coming on and dropping some amazing stories.
That was interesting as fuck.
It was dope as hell, man.
I could talk for 2 more hours. I hate that my voice sounds like Marge and not like
I don't know Marge.
The
Ariel.
Marge it was
hot.
So worse yesterday.
I was in this better then. It's all good.
Yeah, we're
it's
better
in the process.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. As always, guys, thank y'all so much for watching more of My Scary Squad, Rewatch Gang, all of that. Appreciate you. If you're watching this on Thursday or listening to it on Thursday, we appreciate you guys as well. As always, I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next time on another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Hey, Peace, West guys. Side Bali.